Music is everywhere online, but earning cash from it has been nearly impossible. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on one way that's finally changing.
There's this music company with a really weird name, Rumblefish.
I'm not sure if I even quite understood everything that they did when I first started working with them.
This is musician Josh Collum. When he signed up to micro-license his music with Rumblefish, it didn't amount to much initially, a few hundred bucks a year. Then a couple of years ago, something happened. He started seeing real money, like tens of thousands of dollars a quarter.
So I called and I was like, "What? Let's dig into the data here. What's happening?"
One of the reasons was this song, Happy.
I don't want to live a day without you. I just want to be the one that makes you happy. Happy.
Wedding photographer Aaron Michelle was looking for some romantic music to accompany one of the videos he was making for a client, and he found Happy.
And there's times that I would sit there and go through a couple hundred tracks on their website trying to find the right music. And then there's songs like Happy that are just, they're really great. They have a good feeling to them. The words work for happy occasions.
The website, which connected Michelle to Collum's music, is called Animoto. Photographers pay a subscription fee to Animoto, and they can access video editing tools and music that's been legally licensed. Other professional wedding photographers pulled the same song. The newlyweds posted their videos on YouTube. People who went to the weddings liked the song Happy and shared the original.
I was kind of keeping an eye on my statements, and my last statement, I passed 250 million views online total. So that's a significant number for an artist that no one really knows, you know?
So you're playing weddings.
Those views result in real money for Collum because Rumblefish tracks views of his music videos on YouTube. When a song gets a lot of views, YouTube runs ads, and Rumblefish collects the money for Collum. Rumblefish also has a music deal with the portable video camera company GoPro, which has some homemade action sports videos of people skateboarding and surfing. GoPro customers can put music to their videos and share them on YouTube without worrying about getting it taken down for a copyright violation. Rumblefish was actually founded 20 years ago, before the internet was everywhere. Paul Anthony Troiano was a music student at the University of Oregon, and he was putting himself through school by selling his music composition homework to a local TV station.
But a professor called me in one day and said that he heard my music homework on TV and asked me why I didn't put the effort in to write the music myself. He thought I just lifted it from the TV. And I'm like, no, I got paid $500 for that. Isn't that great?
Troiano's professor didn't think it was so great to be selling his homework. Troiano was thrown out of the program. But University of Oregon Business School took him in. And Troiano studied copyright and music rights. He founded Rumblefish to sort out all the owners of a piece of music. Just think of a band. There's the songwriter, singer, bass player, and so forth.
But okay, there's 28 people at the table for each of these songs. We figure out who all of them are, and we organize that into tables in a database. And we say, okay, now the song's ready to go, because we found everyone that owns every little disparate piece.
Rumblefish is one of a growing number of companies that are stepping into licensing and tracking music online, says Casey Ray. Ray's the CEO of the Future of Music Coalition.
There's a growing market for what you could probably call creative technology companies, meaning they're companies that are on the music side of the business, but they're using technology to solve some of the problems that have frustrated artists and rights holders for decades.
Ray thinks that after years of bad news about music piracy on the internet cutting into sales, we may be about to enter a new era, one in which music fans can share music online without feeling guilty about taking money from the artists they love. Laura Seidel, NPR News.